journey of a lifetime.
From Mecca's light to Zamzam's grace. From Mecca's light to Zamzam's grace. A journey of hearts through time and place. A journey of heart through time and place.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba, subhanallah, to this Eid special transmission on your Madani Channel, and the program's name is The Journey of a Lifetime. Alhamdulillah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss a topic that we need to have a deep look at, and that is second chance. Second chance in terms of, you know, the Hajj rites are over, and now there is a responsibility for us to uphold as a Haji, as the believers, that inshallah azza wa jal, as alhamdulillah, those who have performed Hajj of Baytullah, they are purified of their sins. And now, from now onwards, it is their responsibility not to involve or indulge in those sins again. Yes, and this is very important. And for the rest of us, we haven't gone for Hajj. And this marks the twilight of the Islamic year, meaning being the last month of Islamic calendar, the month of Dhul-Hijjah. From here onwards, we are going to get busy in our preparations. Spiritual growth, when it comes to the year-over-year growth of our spirituality in the deen of Islam as a Muslim. And the next month, the month of Muharram, the new month is beginning. What is the plans that we have to, inshallah azza wa jal, progress in this beautiful deen of Islam spiritually? We will shed more light on it as we go along in today's episode and program. Let's, first of all, recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have a wonderful kalam for you today. We are going to listen to in today's program. Let's inshallah azza wa jal begin with this thought in mind, and ask ourselves, what does it mean to start over with a clean heart? And that's what we mean when we say the second chance. Subhanallah, as the Hajj rites have been fulfilled and completed, and they carry with them purity and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the days of Dhul-Hijjah unfold, the memory of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's qurbani, his sacrifice, remind us of our true submission in the court of Allah. Each and every act in this glorious month of Dhul-Hijjah, it is about devotion, submission, and our loyalty and sacrifice in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it was evident by the lives of the pious predecessors, the great anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, who is Khalilullah. Sayyidina Ismail ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, who is Dhabihullah, subhanallah. And mashallah, his mother as well, she also sacrificed for the sake of Allah, her perseverance, her deep-rooted faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyida Hajira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So we learned about their accounts and their life and their biographies and drew inspiration from there. And this inspiration should inshallah take us forward in life, in our spiritual growth, when it comes to our growth as a Muslim, as a believer. And it must only make our faith more concrete. In this blessed month, we reflect on the spiritual gifts that we have received. For those who have gone for Hajj and who have completed their Hajj, the purity of Hajj they have attained, subhanallah. And for those who never went for Hajj but did Qurbani, they got to attain the true meaning of Qurbani, the true meaning of sacrifice. And the opportunity to renew ourselves, the opportunity to renew ourselves after being purified, after making Hajj, as we are about to enter the new Islamic year in the month of Muharram. Not many days left. It's about less than 3 weeks to go. And then we are going to transition into the new Islamic year with a new plan of action. And subhanAllah, we need to be proactive as a Muslim, because when it comes to our worldly life, we are proactive. We make plans. Okay, this financial year, before it's over, the company is already, or you as an individual, you already have planned yourself how you are going to, inshallah, do better in the next financial year. And you try to look at all the events of the past for the whole year. Okay, where we fell short, where we could improve, and what are the ways, inshallah, Azzawajal, that we can improve our lives. And that is regarding the worldly life. What about our spiritual life? Subhanallah. Yes, when it comes to our worldly life, we look at the English calendar sometimes, you know, different companies have different ways of working it out. And when it comes to our spiritual life, this is the deen of Islam. We follow the lunar calendar. And according to the lunar calendar, this, alhamdulillah, the month of Dhul-Hijjah, it is the final month of Islamic year. And there is an important message in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained it, that the Islamic year, it concludes with sacrifice, and then it also merges into sacrifice as we are beginning the new Islamic year, which begins with the sacrifice of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, it ends with sacrifice and begins with sacrifice as well. So this feeling of sacrifice that we have in our hearts, it is not to be discontinued. It continues into the next year. Alhamdulillah. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the court of Allah azza wa jal, that, oh Allah, grant us sincerity in our deeds, in our actions. Accept our repentance and guide us in the new year with firm iman and with piety. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. Alhamdulillah, this year, as we are concluding our Islamic year with the month of Dhul-Hijjah, it is a journey of renewal. It is the journey of leaving this year and entering a new year with a new mindset, with more devoted mindset, that inshallah azza wa jal, as we are closing our books and preparing to progress in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the next year, what do we have? What has taught us? You know, how it has influenced you, your heart. What mark it has left on your heart. Hajj is not a physical journey. It is a physical journey if you look at it. But it's not physical journey alone. It is a journey of the heart. A person leaves behind comforts, wears the ihram, and stands in Arafat seeking nothing but Allah's mercy. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in the hadith of Bukhari that whoever performs Hajj for Allah and does not commit any obscenity or transgression will return free from sins as he was on the day his mother gave birth to him. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So this is the impact that Hajj has over our lives. Amir Aswan Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, he mentioned these Madani pearls in his Madani Muzakara. Subhanallah. And this is so inspirational. We need to make amal on these Madani pearls, that after we return from Hajj, what is it that we have brought with us? The inspiration, I mean, you as a Haji, subhanallah, the Hujjaj who have gone and made the Hajj of Baytullah, they have seen more than what we have seen. Those who have not been for Hajj yet, they have seen the Holy Kaaba. They have seen the Rawda Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They have this experience and memories of spending the time in Mina, in Muzdalifah, in Arafah. They have this beautiful experience of making sa'i, running between Safa and Marwa. They have this experience of circumambulating around the Holy Kaaba. Subhanallah. and making tawaf, Allahu Akbar. They have this experience of performing salah in Maqam Ibrahim, Allah Allah. They have this experience of beholding the Hajri Aswad. They have this experience of beholding the Rawda Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, 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 subhanallah. And when the Hajis come back, inshallah, azza wa jal, we should go and visit them. And with this niyat, that they have gone and seen that which we yearn and desire to see again and again. The Kaabatullah, the experiences that they bring back with them, the experience of staying in Mina, in Muzdalifah, in Arafah, the experience of making sa'i, the experience of making qurbani there, subhanallah, and the experience of beholding the Rawda Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when we look at them, the hujjaj, when we go to meet and greet with them, we must look into their eyes and we must know that these are the eyes who have seen the Rawda Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The shair says very beautifully,
uski aankhon ka noor to dekho, uski aankhon ka noor to dekho, jiska dekha hua madina hai, jiska dekha hua madina hai.
And Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, he says that Medina, subhanallah, where is it that we can find Medina? He says,
aashiqane rasool ke dil mein, aashiqane rasool ke dil mein, fazle rab se niha madina hai, fazle rab se niha madina hai, marhame ruh hoja madina hai, markaze do jahan madina hai, marhame ruh hoja madina hai.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Madina Munawwara, the memories of Madina Munawwara, the yearning to go and see the Mubarak Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madina Munawwara, to kiss the sand of Madina al-Munawwara, subhanallah. These are the matters of blessed fortune. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our fortune such that we are blessed with the hadri in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam time and again, whether it is on the occasion of Hajj as a haji, whether it is as a mu'tamir for making umrah, or whether, subhanallah, any which way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of means, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to create a means for us to go and visit the Mubarak Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi nabiyyi al-ameen. Alhamdulillah. And if you were to ask Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, why is it that you always talk about Medina, 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 subhanallah? You know, he says, very simple response. He says,
Medina is liye atar jano dil se hai pyara, Medina is liye atar jano dil se hai pyara, ki rehte hain mere aqa mere dilbar Madine mein.
Subhanallah, this is the reason. That's why Madina is beloved to us, because our master, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he resides there. Subhanallah. And it is also mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when you go for hajj, man hajja, that he who performs hajj, walam yazurni, and he does not come and visit me, faqad jafani, he has been not loyal to me. He has not been loyal to me. Allah, Allah. And we are loyal to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the Hujjaj have made hajj now, subhanallah, they'll make their way to see the Mubarak Rawdah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Hazri. And subhanallah, that is the last memory that they will keep in their heart. And the hearts then start yearning time and again to go back to the Mubarak city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. We should reflect after making Hajj of the Holy Kaaba, after these days of Zulhijjah al-Haram, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever qurbanis, sacrifices we have given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrificing the qurbani animals, sacrificing our nafs with that, making takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, takbir al-tashriq, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Even this is a reminder of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the beloveds of Allah would make. What do I say, mean by that? Is that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam laid down his son Sayyidina Ismail ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam to sacrifice him in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he saw Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam descending with a ram, and he replaced the Mubarak body of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam with the ram. So it wasn't Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam who was slaughtered in the path of Allah, but it was rather the ram from the heaven. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he chanted takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment. And Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And then as a token of appreciation and making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, then he said, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Subhanallah, such a beautiful takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the combined takbir, combined zikr of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautiful is that? Allahu Akbar. This is the month especially in which we should make an abundance of zikrullah. And for the hajjis, this is the opportunity that they are given a second chance in life. Not everybody gets a second chance. But as a haji, subhanallah, after being purified from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are given the second chance. Make the most out of it, subhanallah. And it should transform our lives and change our lives for the better. Even for us who only have performed qurbani, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sake of this spiritual qurbani that we have performed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, we make dua that it is accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it bears fruits. It changes our life internally. It changes the state and the condition of our hearts for the better. And throughout the next year, we have this mindset of sacrificing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prioritizing the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over everything else. And as a haji, we should be asking this question and having this self-talk and this reflection, you know, muhasabah of the nafs, and have this internal dialogue. Am I living as a haji in character after making hajj? Have I detached from sin like I detached from worldly luxuries in Mina? These are the questions, these are the reflections we need to be having. Muhasabah. Allahu Akbar. We have been given a second chance as a haji, especially in life, that our slate is clean. Now, how do you want our lives to continue from here onwards? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. He can forgive all the sins with His mercy. Now, after the sins have been forgiven, what is our responsibility? To fall back, to relapse into the sins that we have come out of? Or rather to keep the slate clean, the heart that has been purified after crying in Arafah, in Mina, after crying while we are making the tawaf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house. Allahu Akbar. Do we continue burdening the heart with more and more sins afterwards? Or after the sins are being washed away in the lands of Haramain Sharifain, in the sacred city of Makkah Mukarrama, in Masjid al-Haram, in the plains of Arafah, in the Mataf, in Maqam Ibrahim, between Safa and Marwa, in Muzdalifah, in Mina, in Arafah, do we continue the same way? After having washed our sins with the tears that roll down from the eyes, and then it affects the heart and cleanses the heart? Oh, do we want to once again deposit the dirt and the filth of sins onto that heart again and burden it again? Yes, we need to have this sort of reflections. And a responsible haji, a true haji, will be the one who will never go back to sinning, who will never relapse and run after this world once again. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding of our beautiful deen of Islam and grant us sincerity to continue with our lives with a greater goal. Not the goal of this world, but for the world that is much greater than this. That is our hereafter, the afterlife, the next world. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. One of the biggest blessings of Hajj is the gift of a second chance, a rebirth in a way. But what's next? Returning to sin would mean throwing away the purity. Allah. Haji is not just a title. Being a haji is not just a title, it's more than a title. It is a responsibility. It is an honor to uphold. A true haji is the one whose salah, whose dealings and character improves after returning. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we can reflect and find practical ways and methods through which we can improve. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. For now, we are going to listen to a beautiful, melodious kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the memory of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remembering the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, listen to the kalam, and we shall be back after the kalam and continue our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Tere jaya, koi nahi. یہی بولے سدرا والے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے سبھی میں نے چھان ڈالے تیرے پائے کا نہ پایا تجھے یک نے یک بنایا تجھے یک نے یک بنایا تجھے یک نے یک بنایا تیرے خلق کو حق نے عظیم کہا تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شہا تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم ادا کی قسم ادا کی قسم
دنیا پہ آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دنیا پہ آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
مکے رہن والے مدینے جان والے مکے رہن والے مدینے جان والے ٹھڈے کھان والے نو سینے لان والے ٹھڈے کھان والے نو سینے لان والے تیرے باجو ڈگے آنو کوئی نہیں سنبھالدا تیرے باجو ڈگے آنو کوئی نہیں سنبھالدا
لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہیں ایسا نہیں کوئی تیریاں تے صفتاں دا کوئی وی حساب نہیں تیریاں تے صفتاں دا کوئی وی حساب نہیں تو تے کتھے تیریاں غلاماں دا جواب نہیں تو تے کتھے تیریاں غلاماں دا جواب نہیں حورانوں تو روپ ونڈے حبشی بلال دا حورانوں تو روپ ونڈے حبشی بلال دا
لب کے لے آوا کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آوا کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو شیدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا شیدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا
لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
اشارے سے چاند چیر دیا چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر لیا گئے ہوئے دل کو اثر کیا یہ تاب و تاوان تمہارے لیے کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑ دا کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑ دا آپے چند توڑ دا تے آپے چند جوڑ دا آپے چند توڑ دا تے آپے چند جوڑ دا بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ
لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لجپال دا کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لجپال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا قسم خدا دی مینوں سب نالوں پیارا قسم خدا دی مینوں سب نالوں پیارا ہوکا دیوا تیرے میں سچے پیارا دا ہوکا دیوا تیرے میں سچے پیارا دا جیوندا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا جیوندا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا ہاں منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا
لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نام سال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نام سال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز سبحان اللہ سچ اے بیوٹیفل میلوڈیس کلام ان دا پریز آف the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, after listening to this soulful kalam, we are back discussing our today's topic, second chance. And mashallah, we were just discussing what are the ways, inshallah azza wa jal, that we can improve our life as a Muslim and continue these lessons of Hajj and Qurbani that we have learned in the month of Dhul-Hijjah and apply it in our daily lives and continue with it with practical steps. What are some of the things that we can do to make a difference? Alhamdulillah, our post-Hajj resolutions, we can call it. We should first and foremost start with our 5 times daily prayers, daily salahs. And that is not negotiable. That is the first and foremost. And then we should also focus on halal income. When it comes to our worldly life, are we living our life in accordance to the code of conduct that is provided by Islam? Or are we slacking off in that code of conduct, living our lives for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with halal means? That is very important. And thirdly, how are we keeping ourselves connected to the spiritual circle of friends? Yes, we are social beings, right? Human beings, we are social beings, and we don't live in isolation, right? We live with other fellow creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other human beings. And among those creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are those who are, subhanAllah, the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are the special bondmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are truly the devotees of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do we learn from them? If we join their company, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to join the righteous company, and the company of the righteous, what will happen when we join the company of the righteous people? That join the company of the righteous, and he commands us in the glorious Quran. And what will happen once we join the company of the righteous? Once we join the companies of the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then let's learn the outcome of it. Suhbati salih tura salih kunad. May the company of the pious make you pious. And for that, the starting point could be the weekly ijtima, the sunnah-inspired ijtima of Dawat Islami that happens on a weekly basis, subhanAllah, on Thursdays. So this is a weekly gathering that we can attend and be in the company of the devotees of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what do we learn in weekly ijtima? SubhanAllah, it is so wonderful to be part of this weekly ijtima. First of all, we get to perform our Maghrib or Isha Salah, depending what time of the year it is. In summer, we usually have, we are talking about in our locality, you know, sometimes we have Ijtima, that is the weekly Ijtima, after Maghrib Salah, sometimes after Isha Salah. And it starts with the Salah in Jama'ah, SubhanAllah. That is the first thing that we do, is our Salah with Jama'ah. And thereafter, SubhanAllah, recitation of Surah Mulk, recitation of Quran, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we listen to a naat in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we listen to the sunnah inspired bayan regarding our Islamic values, subhanAllah. And we take home something which we never knew before. And this is some of the benefits that we attain by joining Madani Muzakara, subhanAllah, the weekly ijtima of Dawat Islam, subhanAllah. And that happens once a week. And we also get to join the company of the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. And subhanAllah, we learn in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when we make zikr in a gathering, when we make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions us in a gathering that is better than ours, meaning in the gathering of the angels, subhanAllah. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in those places, and it covers that place where the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place. Allah, Allah. then we make dua. Subhanallah, we read durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has so many subhanallah virtues and thawab and reward in it. And after doing weekly ijtima and participating in the weekly ijtima every Saturday, we shouldn't forget to watch Madani Mudhakara. Subhanallah, if you are, let's say, living in Pakistan, in Karachi, or in nearby areas, subhanallah, you are fortunate. So you can go and not watch Madani Mudhakara on a screen, but you can watch Madani Mudhakara live while you are there, subhanallah. But for us who are not there in the proximity of the city of Amir Sundamud Barakatumul Aliya, the Madani Markaz, and we are far away from there, thousands of miles away. For us, the least we can do is watch Madani Mudhakara on Madani channel live, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and draw inspiration from there. Some of the things we have shared here today, and that is from Madani Mudhakara, the Madani pearls that we learn there, subhanallah, life lessons, life-changing advices of His Eminence, Amir Rasulullah Damat Barakatumul Aliya. We can also, as Hujjaj, who are going to return from Hajj sometime soon, and they can share their Hajj experience to inspire others. Yes, that's also very inspirational, mashallah. As sometimes we see the clips and the social media clips that is shared of the memories of Hajj of Amir Rasulullah Damat Barakatumul Aliya. Subhanallah, his Hajj, his Umrah, and subhanallah, it is so wonderful to watch it, that how his Eminence, he would make Hajj, how he would make Umrah, how he was so devoted, and he is so devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, it's a sight to behold, and we can even read his accounts of Hajj and Umrah in the books of Dawat Islam, subhanallah. That is truly inspirational. And we, at the same time, we shouldn't forget the qurbani and our sacrifices that we have offered in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this sentiment of sacrificing something of ours, something that is close to us, something that we value, we hold close to our hearts, we sacrifice that for the sake of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Qurbani. It is not just about the slaughter of animals, we know that. It's about slaughtering our ego. Yes. So after running the knife over our nafs, while we are making the qurbani and sacrificing in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also a clear message that we sacrifice our ego. We put our pride down and we humble ourselves for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is neither the meat nor the blood that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is our piety that reaches the court of Allah. The sentiment, the sincerity of the heart. And this gives us another motivation to always keep our hearts and our actions sincere for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The qurbani of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. We look at that qurbani and we read about that qurbani and the accounts of it in the glorious Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the books of Seerah and in the books of Tariqh, subhanallah. It was accepted, the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. It was accepted because of his sincerity and his full submission to Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. He never held back. Allah, 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 subhanallah. And that we can see in the entire progeny of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. We see this in the lives of the children of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, subhanallah, that they were ever ready to sacrifice anything and everything, even their own lives and the lives of their children, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal commands us in the glorious Quran that you cannot attain piety until you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you love. And it could be many things. So many of us, we love different things. So each one knows what is it that something is that is dear to you, that is near to you, that you love. Sacrifice that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's ask ourselves, am I ready to sacrifice my desires for Allah?
Yes.
Am I ready to sacrifice my desires for Allah? What do I prioritize more? My own desires or the pleasure of Allah? And that should answer the question. Inshallah. The pleasure of Allah should always supersede our own desires. And that's what we learn from the lives of the pious predecessors. Have I made Qurbani an annual ritual? Or was it a spiritual act? Yes, Qurbani is more than just a ritual, because it is not the blood or the meat of Qurbani that reaches the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is our sincerity. Allah, Allah. The practical lessons of sacrifice that we learn, that we can remember for the times to come, because this is the time that, you know, we are done with our Qurbani and then it's forgotten. It should not be forgotten. If we sacrifice something that is beloved to us, how can you forget it? So the practical lessons that we can learn from the sacrifice that we offer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we need to sacrifice our time for deen. Yes, time is also something that is close to all of us, because we all know that time is a finite resource. It's not infinite. It's a finite resource. We don't have more than 25 hours. We only have 24 hours, just like everyone else had. So we don't have 25 hours or more. So it is a currency. It is a resource that is finite, that is limited. Are we investing this resource that we value and treasure so much for the sake of deen? Do we sacrifice our time for the sake of deen? Do we sacrifice our bad habits for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to ask ourselves these questions. Do we sacrifice our pride in relationships? Yes. Do we do that? If, let's say, for example, there's some dispute in the family and everyone wants to be right, you know, that's how it goes in the family. Everyone feels, no, I'm right. Why should I say sorry? Why should I apologize? Why should I be the one to make peace between the family? Yes, you should be the one to make peace between the family, because you are not looking at the family at that time. You are looking at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you bring the family together, subhanallah, you become one of those who mend family ties, and that is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you are doing that and you are following the command of Allah azza wa jal. Don't look at, you know, sometimes we try and mend family relationship and swallow our ego, you know, put our pride down, and we humiliate ourselves at times to bring family together for the sake of family. And all of this doesn't go unnoticed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal knows. He is aware of everything, that we are sincere in our pursuit, that we want to keep the family ties together, subhanallah. And it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep family ties, even if it comes at the cost of our own ego. Sponsor Qurbani through Dawat Islami's welfare wing. Yes, FGRF is there. You know, there is a food crisis around the world. And sometimes we offer our Qurbani, alhamdulillah, we do our Qurbani, but we don't know what to do with the Qurbani meat, because there is an abundance of meat, because everybody is doing Qurbani. Instead of that meat, goes off, or you cannot manage to keep it, inshallah azza wa jal, it is a good way to distribute it in three parts, you know, as it is recommended in the beautiful deen of Islam, that our Qurbanis, the meat should be distributed in three parts. One we keep for ourselves and the family. One third we give it to our loved ones, friends and family. And one third we must reserve it for the poor and needy. Subhanallah. Look at the beautiful deen of Islam. Subhanallah. There is a place in the beautiful deen of Islam for everyone. Even those who are underprivileged. The poor community of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are we thinking about them? Subhanallah. Your Dawat Islam is there to take care of the logistics in this manner. FGRF is there. Subhanallah. Give us a call. Contact us. Inshallah azza wa jal. and your qurbani meat and the qurbani proceeds will go in the righteous disposal, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, given to those who are underprivileged, given to those who have food crisis going at the moment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all of us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you and your family in the best of health and iman. Ameen bijahin nabiyin. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer your prayers and accept your hajj, your qurbani, whatever you have done with sincerity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyin. Ameen. Let's inshallah azza wa jal conclude with the beautiful recitation of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A journey of a lifetime. From Makkah's light to Zamzam's grace. From Makkah's light to Zamzam's grace. A journey of hearts through time and place. A journey of heart through time and place.